Good morning. Police have arrested 15 people in an investigation into tennis match fixing by an Armenian criminal gang. The Guardia Civil said 83 people were implicated, among them 28 players from the ITF Futures and Challenger Tours. One of those arrested is Spanish tennis player Marc Fornay-Mestres, who's 36. He was ranked 1,007th in singles at the end of 2018 and was suspended by the Tennis Integrity Unit last month as part of an anti-corruption probe. The Guardia Civil also said one of the players implicated in the investigation competed at last year's US Open. Europol said 11 house searches have been carried out in Spain, in which 167,000 euros in cash were seized, along with a shotgun. The investigation started in 2017 after the Tennis Integrity Unit grew concerned about irregular activities relating to pre-arranged matches in the tournaments. The Socialist Party in Andalusia declined yesterday to present a candidate for investiture as regional president after centre-right parties arrived at an agreement with far-right newcomer Vox to back one of their leaders for the post. Susana Diaz, whose Socialist PSOE party obtained the most votes, but not an absolute majority, in regional elections on December the 3rd, has acknowledged that she will have to lead the opposition, following an agreement reached late on Wednesday by the Popular Party and Ciudadanos with ultra-right Vox to back the PP's Juan Ema Moreno as the new president of Andalusia. The pilot killed in a plane crash in Spain has been named as Simon Moores, the brother-in-law of celebrity chef Paul Hollywood. Mr. Moores, who was 62, died when his aircraft came down near Erizil in the north of the country on Wednesday. Rescuers recovered one body on Wednesday night. Yesterday morning, a second body was found when the search resumed. An audio recording of the crash emerged of Mr. Moores changing the plane's route before the aircraft crashed into a mountain. And Spain's Supreme Court yesterday asked for 9 Catalan separatist leaders, jailed for their role in the 2017 independence bid, to be transferred to Madrid so that they could be tried in the last week of January. The date of the much-anticipated trial, which is likely to revive tensions between Catalonia and Spain's central government, has not yet been set. But according to one lawyer's firm defending the separatists, it could start on January the 29th or February the 4th. In a letter addressed to the Interior Minister, the Supreme Court asked for their transfer from Catalonia to guarantee that they are at the disposal of the court in the last week of the month of January. A total of 12 Catalan leaders, 9 of whom are in pre-trial detention, will be in the dock. Prosecutors have asked for between 7 and 25 years jail for rebellion and or misuse of public funds. Another 6 who are accused of disobedience will be tried in Catalonia. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.